It's Monday, March the 2nd, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
And I'm TJ.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. No Anthony this week.
And I could get used to hearing it's TJ instead of Anthony this time around.
Why?
Maybe this should be a permanent change, I think.
I have to concur.
Yeah.
I can just feel the...
I can feel the love, and I mean, the viewer count's off the charts right now.
I know.
Like, watching this.
The atmosphere is nicer.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Oh, man. So, how long do you think before Anthony goes, beep, you guys?
Oh,
before... He already said it, right?
As he clicked play.
Oh, yeah, probably. He probably already said it.
Because right? I bet you he's anticipating us to...
Yeah.
Rag on him for missing this week's episode.
Sup, man?
Sup, Anthony? I hear you ditched us for some other people.
Some other friends.
Oh.
This is what it feels like. You know what? Now I know how it feels like when I don't show up. It hurts, you know? It hurts. I'm just kidding. Yeah, no Anthony this week.
No Anthony. He's out doing some other things.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, March.
Yeah. Oh, no. April Fool's is in April.
No.
Okay.
I was going to say.
Don't look at me like that.
You're a bit early on that.
Yeah. I was going to say, what's March known for? Spring?
Patrick's Day?
Oh, man! Get wrecked!
Yeah.
Get actually wrecked.
Oh, that's in March.
Yeah.
The 17th. But I was just going to say, time is moving by fast. It's already March.
It's not moving by fast enough.
What? Are you... You wanted to go faster?
Yeah, I want to know what it's like to be 30.
Oh,
I'm done with 25.
God.
I'm done with mid-20s.
Get out of here.
Guarantee it's no different.
Yeah, probably not.
Hey. It probably isn't different, but...
I just hope my facial structure doesn't change.
I want time to slow down.
Yeah. I want to savor this moment.
This specific moment?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, whenever I'm downtown, I'm always walking fast, and I see faces passing. And I'm homebound, so, like, you know, I'm going to stop now.
Man.
Today, like, I was playing Magic, and there's this little 8-year-old kid who's saying that, so I'm like, how do you know about this girl? Like, but apparently, you know how they know about it?
Parents.
Vines.
Oh, vines.
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 Yeah. Right?
Interesting.
Really random.
That's a surprise.
Right?
Yeah, no, yeah. That's a...
Yeah, right.
Wow. Okay, vines. Neat. Power Rangers.
Yeah. The large part of our childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I have the best story for you. You know Marty Moore from Power Rangers Wild Force?
Yeah.
Did you watch any of it?
I think I know what you're going to talk about.
Did you know the guy named Cole? The Red Ranger?
The leader?
He killed a guy with a katana.
Yeah.
Oh! He stabbed his roommate.
I heard about that.
And the guy died.
Do you know what's even funnier? He came back to Power Rangers in Samurai.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was the samurai-wielding badass. Or the katana-wielding badass.
That's so funny.
Anyways.
That's so ironic, yeah.
Yeah, it's, that's good that the gritty side of Power Rangers, I feel that.
Yeah, and this is what really ties into what happened here.
This week was a big Power Rangers week as fan film was made by a man called Power/Rangers.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't even notice that.
And it's a dark, gritty take on the franchise. It's about 15 minutes long.
Yeah,
I knew you watched it, right?
I did. I didn't watch it before you guys, did I? I think you got to it before I did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was the first one to get to it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But TJ watched some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first 20 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you really didn't get through any of it?
No.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, you know, but what did you think, Blavin?
So basically this whole thing was just, the story was Rocky has betrayed the Power Rangers and is hunting them down with the Machine Empire. And he has Kimberly in interrogation, right? Is that what it is?
Yep.
And basically, they go through each of the Rangers' lives and what happened afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, Zack is very action-oriented. He wants to fight all the times, mm-hmm. and he has Tai Bo tapes, and he has women in his room, and he's fighting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a gory scene where he fights these Yakuza people, and he shoots a bunch of them in the head. And they try to shoot him because of his Ranger costume and just bounces off him, right?
Yeah.
And he stabs a dude in the neck with a knife, right?
And in the eye.
And in the eye, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, these people are dying. Like, he's slitting throats and stuff. And then he gets shot in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Like, with a gun.
Mm.
And then after that, Rocky overdoses on cocaine or something. No, he gets shot up.
Jason.
Jason gets shot up. But not before, you know, they told him about that he did cocaine and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. He's married to Kimberly. Billy got shot in the back of the head after he's a huge CEO.
Yeah.
Trini was dead.
Yeah.
Just that. And of course, the person they were looking for.
Yes.
Was Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy.
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 He's literally become Ryu, wandering the world.
Yeah, he's wandering the world. And every time they flash back on what the Rangers were doing, they were all dead. He was showing up, you know, trying to figure out who killed him.
Yeah.
And then later on, you find out but the person who did kill them was Kimberly herself.
Yeah.
And she turns out to be, in the end, Rita.
Yeah, Rita Repulsa.
Who looks super, like, cartoonish.
Yeah, of everything in this short, the Rita costume...
Yeah, it was the worst, right?
Was the worst, like, by far the worst.
Right?
It stood out by how bad it was.
Right.
But did you like it? What did you think? Like,
I thought it was funny.
Yeah?
Because, like, it's like, whoa, really bloody.
Yeah.
It was very well produced. Like, there's a lot of production value here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I just thought it was a fresh take, and I actually enjoyed watching all of it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I kind of agree. It was cool to see a different angle to it. I don't think it necessarily makes sense or lines up with anything.
Right.
And when I found out later that the director...
Like, knew nothing.
Knew nothing of Power Rangers other than what he's seen in marketing and just word of mouth, that makes a lot more sense. I do think it asks an important question, like, how did giving these teenagers with attitude superpowers affect them afterwards.
Right.
I think that's a great take.
Yeah, because these, like, we were, you know, conscripted to fight an intergalactic war that we knew nothing about.
Yeah. I think it was great in how that affects their adulthood.
Yeah.
What the content of this short, just a lot of it just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, yeah.
A lot of it just seems like an excuse to show off my production value or...
You gotta admit, though... What is it? Tommy's suit was sick. He had the hologram chest piece.
Oh, yeah. No, it was cool.
Yeah.
It was different?
It was cool.
Yeah, yeah. His chest piece, the gold piece.
Wait, was he the white or the
green? The green one.
Okay.
It was just like a hard light hologram on top of his thing. Huh. It was weird, yeah.
It was cool. But, yeah, no. I thought it was worth watching.
Yeah, me too. Me too, definitely. But they have threatened to take it down, eh?
No, they made a deal. It's back up.
Oh, they made a deal?
Yeah. They made a deal with Saban.
Saban?
Heim Saban.
Heim Saban?
Yeah, so it's back up. So you can watch it on Vimeo. You can watch the Safe for Work version on YouTube.
There's a Safe for Work version?
Yeah, where they cut out the swearing.
They swear a lot.
Oh, man. That's different.
They swear a lot.
Yeah. I think my biggest problem is, why does the future... What is this machine world Terminator future?
Right. Like, why is it like that, right?
Yeah.
Who is the Machine Empire? Were they, like, from another Power Rangers?
I have no idea.
I think so, right? I think they were the ones from, like... Who... Oh, man. I think it was the guys from the racing guys. The Go-Ongers, right? They were facing against a Machine Empire, weren't they?
Were they?
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe it was just, like, you know, the second set of Rangers.
Yeah, but then why would Tommy be green?
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
But then again, there was Rocky.
Yeah, but then they don't make it mention to Aisha or...
Aisha!
I forget John Young Bosch's actual name.
Adam.
Yeah, they don't make mention to them.
Yeah.
So
it's like, why am I a frog? It's like, a kiss from a princess makes you into a prince. He's like, oh, yeah.
Of course.
It's like, no, man, you're still a frog! You guys know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about the movie.
Yeah, and he's just like, why am I a frog? It's like, you're a falcon. He's like, this is so awesome. You're a wolf. You're a bear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a frog. I got a long tongue.
It happens, man.
It happens. One of you guys got to get shafted.
It happens. Okay. Blavin?
Yeah.
Give me one of your picks.
My pick of the week is actually something really sad. Leonard Nimoy has passed away.
He sure has.
That was a big thing, and it happened, I think, Thursday or so?
I think, yeah, later in the week.
Yeah, later in the week. And, yeah, I just, I don't know, like, talking about him, have you guys had a lot of experience with Leonard Nimoy? I mean, I didn't really watch the original Star Trek at all. The only time that I was ever really exposed to his character was during the Star Trek reboot.
Well, I grew up on the next gen.
So Picard?
So Picard and Number Make it One. So.
Yeah, so. Number one? Oh, Richard? Yeah. Riker? Riker? The guy who would, like, step over a stool to sit down all the time? Yeah. There's a compilation of that, eh?
Yes.
Of him just, Riker just stepping over stools.
Yeah, but no, but because I've known the next gen, I have been exposed to the original Star Trek as well.
Right.
But no, like, I didn't grow up with Spock. It was only until the movies. He was more of a pop culture icon than anything else.
Right. And another thing I wanted to touch on today was, is the dress black or blue or gold and white?
This blew up.
Yeah, so there is a thing going around where there is a dress, a picture of a dress, and people are seeing it in different colors. And I'm sure if, you know, whoever you are on the internet, you probably have already ran into it.
Oh, of course.
So let's just go around the table and see what we've seen. I see a white with a tint of blue and gold.
Yeah.
TJ?
I see blue and black.
And I see the same as Blavin, I guess.
Yeah. What the dealio? Apparently they said it's because of rods and cones, but that can't be true because your rods and cones can be fatigued. That's why, you know, those pictures where you look at something, like at one dot in like a picture or something, and then it makes it into a, what is it? They put it into another picture. Sorry, it's a black picture, and you have to look at this dot in the middle of it. And then they show you another picture, and you can still see the other picture in full color. You look away when you come back. It's because you're tiring out your rods and cones in your eyes. It does different colors. And when you tire it out, you can't see that color for a little bit.
Yeah.
And every, you know, the other parts of it are kicking in, right?
Yeah.
So, but like, I mean, it's on all the time. I can never not see the one color. So.
What if you're colorblind?
I don't know. It's different for them. Yeah.
I read it's just how your brain perceives everything.
Yeah. It's like that one with the ballerina spinning left. You look away and come back and spinning right.
Or have you seen the one where there's like there's a checkerboard, there's a cylinder, and then there's a shadow cast on it, and they mark one of the dark checkers A and one B.
Yeah.
And they ask you which one's darker.
Yeah.
When in fact they're both the same shade.
Yeah, it's just an illusionary trick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen a bunch of those, right? Because like there's ones where like this is like this size and this size, which one's smaller or bigger? They're both the same size, it's just the space they're in. It makes it look like one's bigger, right? Yeah.
No. It's just how your brain processes it.
For sure.
It was cool. I was surprised to see how much it blew up.
Yeah, exactly, right? I mean, that just goes to show like what blows up, right?
Yeah, I was actually really late to the party on this one.
Yeah. So was I.
Yeah.
But like, is it a party we really wanted to attend?
No.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Party with neat dresses, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
That the best meme... Okay, what were the best memes you guys saw? For me, there was one that says, some see blue and black, and it's Michael Jackson when he's younger, wearing a blue, like, shirt. But others see white and gold, and it's him in, like, his gold outfit, all white with the long hair. And then, what's another one that I saw? It was, like, a lot of people are just like, what does it matter? The dress is ugly.
That's it. I saw someone like that only did they say yes to it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Did like say yes to the dress?
Say yes to the dress.
And then the best one I saw, I think, was it was Captain America.
Oh, really? Oh, God.
Iron Man, white and gold. Civil War. Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
No, it was a fun little distraction this week.
Yeah. And that's all we need in our lives, right? More distractions.
Yeah.
Why have we got to focus on the real things, you know?
Exactly. Get the whole world into controversy over this damn dress. It was great. I liked it.
Love it.
Finally, Fast and Furious.
What about it?
You know, Fast and Furious is a great franchise. Very popular franchise. Very marketable franchise.
Yeah.
But there's never been really any good video games.
Okay.
So there's going to be a Fast and the Furious video game again.
Really?
This time, headed up by the guys who make Forza.
Oh, wow, pretty cool.
It's going to be a standalone expansion pack to Forza Horizon. And it's going to be completely free.
Really?
Well, it's going to be free for the first month as a marketing tool, and then it'll be $10 later on.
That seems pretty fun.
Yeah, no, I'm interested.
I hope I can remake some scenes with the... you know, Vince is going to be in Vin Diesel's car, and then I'm going to be in Paul Walker's car. You know, we're just going to drive next to each other. Say lines from the movies on headset.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Relive it in real life.
Yeah, sure. Sure. That sounds great.
Does it, though? Does it really?
I don't know.
Does it really?
What?
Does it really? Does it really?
I feel like you should start saying yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not a weeb.
Yeah.
I met other weebs.
Oh.
Other than my brother.
Oh.
There's a person who was playing out at my FNM who had a Hatsune Miku mat.
Oh.
And I'm like, are you a weeb? He's like, yes. Team Miku. I'm like, oh my God. Who are you?
Oh,
are you in league with my brother?
No!
It's spreading.
It's a virus.
It's a virus. The world's coming must to be an cut. End. Must be vaccinated from this world.
Must be cut.
Oh my God.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah. Other than that, you know.
God, yeah. Weebs.
Yeah. I know, man. But you gotta love him.
What? No.
You gotta love him.
Never.
I am. I am a secret weeb. I mean,
overt. No, you are full on.
I'm full on overt about it. Yeah. I could tell you which archetypes I like. I could tell you all that stuff.
Yeah. So.
TJ, do you have a pick of the week? Anything you want to mention that you relate to the party on?
That was late to the party.
Or anything this week. I don't know.
Apparently, they're going to try and make that giant mobile 1-to-1 scale Gundam.
Oh,
they already did.
No, they're going to try and make it mobile.
Like walk.
What?
They want to make it move. Like, I don't know how or what
yo,
it's going to do.
Yo, it's over.
But they want to make it move.
Yo, then they're going to push some kid into it. And he's going to be like, oh my God. It's going to be Japan's number one fighting force.
So, I saw this story. The interesting thing is they have the timeline about...
Yeah.
And it should be done by 2019.
Yeah, that seems pretty close.
But what's interesting is Japan, or like Bandai themselves, also have the identical project. And like our timeline finishes in 2019. So what I want to know is...
What do you mean? There's two projects?
I thought they were the same people.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought. Like, are they the same people? Because this one sounded like an open contest for anybody.
Oh, man.
Right? But Japan, like the official Gundam people, have already made plans to be like, we're going to do it by 2019 as well.
So who's the other people doing it? What?
Well, they're still affiliated, so I just don't know if it's like...
So Bandai and the government of Japan... What? What do you mean?
Like, Bandai and the government of Japan have already... Who are in charge of it.
Yeah.
They've already said, like, we're going to try and make it move. That's our goal in 5 years.
Okay.
But then this competition showed up, and it seemed like it was affiliated with the same people.
Maybe they're just trying to get people's ideas.
Yeah, I think that's what it looked like. Yeah, you're right. I think it's just they're just trying to crowdsource it now.
Yeah. Want to make it mobile? Oh my God! Right? Can you imagine?
Yeah, and then the other thing they had in mind too was they're going to build a matching Zaku to go with it.
Oh my God! It's over.
Oh man,
a red Zaku. This is going
to
be awesome,
dude. They're going to have to hire a white guy with blonde hair to be Char,
with a mask.
Oh my God. It's ogre.
It could be the greatest thing.
It could be the greatest thing. Yeah. They should all just fight in the middle of Tokyo.
Yeah, we should all get on that.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'd begin.
Send them your ideas, guys.
You do this.
I'd sign it.
Sign it?
Like, I'd just write my name on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I just, like, install a panel onto it and just say I did it?
Yeah, there you go.
Like, just screw on the panel. There we go. It's done. Yeah, that's my contribution.
So that means they're taking it down then, I guess?
I thought it always came down.
Yeah, it always came down. They always had to disassemble it and then reassemble it and disassemble it.
Oh, it goes out during the winter?
No, but they move it.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I've seen it, pictures where there's snow all over it.
Yeah, that's
true. And it lights up. That's cool.
Oh, man. Yeah. That must suck to clean.
I think they just wait for it to melt. And then they take it down.
Oh, man.
Man, can you imagine the guy who has to climb the Gundam?
You still paid a lot.
I don't know. That must be like the best job in the world.
Yeah. Be like, good morning, RX-78.
I wonder if the cockpit is like designed in there. Like, obviously it doesn't work, but I wonder if they took the time to build out a cockpit.
That'd be so
like
cool. It's
full replica.
Yeah. Yeah, and then could you imagine just sitting in there like, oh man,
this is it.
Just taking it apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Oh, man, I would obviously act like I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
I would just be, like, tapping computer keys, yeah. Be, like, saying random shit. Somebody's going to open it and be like, yo, get the fuck out.
I would have the new type sound going on.
True,
like,
true.
Yeah.
Blavin, you're supposed to be taking the
Blavin,
shit apart.
Whoa, sorry. Sorry. There's enemies at 6.
Just kidding. Yeah. No, that's cool.
But yeah.
It is cool. Yeah.
I hope.
It's Ogre, man. The Universal Century's coming. Blaze is going to be a pilot, first class, and I'm old.
Yeah.
I'll never see the day. Now my little brother's fighting in space. Get some space noids. He's going to finally find the new type archetype. Blaze is going to be the first, and he's going to have his harem love life on the ship.
No.
Oh, man! No. What I would envy to be your generation.
Oh, so do I. I want to be a kid now, so they can thrust me into a giant robot.
Yeah.
Hopefully it works.
Can you imagine that? It's like kids in their later years are like, I don't want to be in a robot and forced to fight. Like, yeah, okay, I will. And it's like, throw them aside. It's like, sweet. Get me in there. Oh, man. That's nuts.
This could be a thing.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So let's move on.
Yeah.
Yo, week's happened.
Yo, week has happened.
Yeah. Anything exciting?
Man, we gotta stop staying up solely playing Monster Hunter. Nah, we probably won't.
We probably won't. It's probably gonna be like for the next month.
Yeah, it's nuts. We've logged way too many hours on there. I'm like, man, 78 hours? I feel like I could have mastered a skill at this point.
They say you need 1,000 hours to master something.
That was 10,000.
10,000. So there you go. You couldn't have mastered anything, Blaven.
Yeah, but 78 hours chopping off 10,000 is still a start, you know?
Not a significant start.
Yeah, okay, you can say that for
sure. Dude, you're not even at 1%.
Hey, man, you're still early enough for you to...
To quit? Hit it and quit it?
To quit.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, you heard it here first. Why bother starting?
Exactly, right? Right?
Oh, my God. TJ, what did you do this week? I'm curious to hear you.
Oh, what'd I do?
Besides playing Monster Hunter with us, that's a given for all of us.
I think we all played Monster Hunter this week.
We did.
Other than that, let's see. I've been watching Big Bang Theory.
Still?
Well, I bought all 7 seasons.
What? At once? Available.
Yeah. I got an email from Amazon. It's like, this is on sale. I was like, okay. So I bought it.
What? Is it like a box set or what?
No, it's just... It looked like they just took each individual one, stuck them together, and saran wrapped it.
Cool. You gotta be kidding me.
And then they stuck it in an Amazon box. That's what it looked like.
Seriously?
Yeah, so I just finished season 7.
Oh, okay. So you finished the whole thing?
So far, yeah.
Is it over?
No.
No, they're in season 8 right now.
What?
But I haven't really watched much of that.
I don't even know how it would end. But yeah. 2.5 Men ended.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
It had to end.
What, no one liked it anymore?
I don't know. Man. Charlie was gone.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
They killed him off. But anyways, yeah. So I watched that. Mm. Some cool stuff. What else did I do? And then the other thing would just be Netflix.
So you've been watching a new show, right?
I've been watching a show called Departures.
Departures?
Yeah, so basically it's about these two guys. They're at this point in their life where they figure they're gonna drop everything they're doing to travel for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't do it now, they're not going to be able to ever.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. So they quit their jobs, you know, left their girlfriends, said goodbye to everyone.
Actually left their girlfriends? Like broke up with them?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's the part that worries you?
Man. Screw you guys. Okay, go on.
So they do that. And then they're just going to travel the world for a whole year. And basically, they start off in Canada. So the first episode is just them going from the Atlantic coast to the Pacific coast.
Okay.
That's nuts.
I know. They did it in like 10 days. And then they travel to Jordan. And the thing about this is the places they're traveling to, they know someone. They have connections in everywhere they're traveling.
Okay.
So they always have someone to stay with, or they know someone who can hook them up with a place to stay and show them around.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's just them and the cameraman.
So the cameraman has to be in on this?
The cameraman, yeah. The cameraman's in on this too.
So there's 3 of them then?
There's 3 of them, but you like rarely see the cameraman.
I bet you there's more than 3 of them.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know if you guys know how a production studio works, but...
I don't know.
A film team?
It just looked like one camera, dude.
But, like, there must be such bad quality. But,
yeah, I was going to say, like, how are they filming these scenes? Like, do you ever stop to think about how they got certain shots?
Actually, I do, because there's this one point where I can't remember where they were, but they had, like, aerial shots of them driving in an RV. I was like, how did you do this?
I'm telling you, there's, like, 10 of them.
Okay.
Because you can't just get that, right? I mean...
They only show you one cameraman.
Yeah.
Then. But yeah, it's basically there's just them going to different places of the world, taking in the culture, you know, just enjoying life before they have to get back to the real world. And
how old are these guys?
I want to say they're in their mid to late 20s.
Okay.
So like...
Dude, that's us!
Around our age.
Dude, why aren't we around the world?
Yeah.
Let's start today. Tomorrow we're going to Burlington. 20-minute drive.
You know, I need to go to the Apple store, so...
Yeah, let's go start small.
Yeah. So that's what I've been doing.
Cool.
Other than Monster Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
See, that's the thing. It takes up so much of our time.
It does. Well, it's not so much that I've been playing it. It's more that I've been trying to figure out what I want to do.
Here's TJ without a goal. It just doesn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly. I turn it on. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? And then I just end up reading up online.
That's me too.
For hours. And then like, I just log hours on this game with me just standing there. It's terrible.
Your guy's just like, man.
You guys are weird. I turn it on and I do the missions.
No, you know, when I've turned it on, I just go through each one.
Oh, I don't even do that. I just rush to get my HR rank higher.
Oh, you're... Okay, so we all have different ones here. I'm a completionist. I like to do each level, all the star quests.
Mm. Yeah. That's what I was trying to do. But it got boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it,
I just do the key quests and sometimes the villager quests if I know it's going to get me something.
Yeah, but like sometimes I do things and then I didn't even realize that it was going to give me anything extra. Mm. So it's just a pleasant surprise. Mm.
That's true.
That's true. I started farming some trap materials.
You guys haven't been doing that already?
Well, I do that already.
I was farming honey.
Oh. You don't need that much honey. We're not that bad.
I have 500 honey.
Okay, that's too much.
Now he's set.
Yeah, but I spread out my resources.
I have 400 mega potions.
That's a lot.
Oh shit, that's a bit much.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Yeah, then I realized I should probably start using the other areas of the farm.
Yeah, probably.
The only area I don't use is...
The bones.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I only use it for dung bombs. I haven't
found a reason to do it.
Dung bombs.
Oh yeah,
dung bombs. Yeah, that's like the only reason though.
Yeah.
And it's so freaking expensive.
Yeah, you know what's more expensive? Mm. Dragon stool. Dragon...
Dragon toadstool?
Yeah, dragon toadstool.
What are those used for? Because I farmed like 50 of them.
Oh, who knows, man? I don't even know. I think they're used for dragon shots. But hey, I'm not using it for anything.
I've been wasting my money.
Yeah. But I only do when it's on sale.
Oh, right. They go on sale.
Yeah. But let me tell you, scatterfish fishing is not fun.
That sucks.
Yeah, you only get like one or two at a time.
Oh, what?
Wait, what are you talking about? The feline fishing?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many do you get at a time?
Do you have like skills that go off?
Yeah, like scatterfish catcher and stuff.
Do you also use bait?
Yeah. Hmm. No, but like, as in like, you catch one or two scatter, like you get a bunch in a line.
And it's only like one at a time.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Yeah.
I wish there was an easier way to do that.
Yeah. Is there a tips and tricks to that thing? That little mini game?
I tried to skip.
Oh, really? What I try to do is when they all bundled up, I try to catch all the things in that bundle. Like, you can catch multiple bundles.
Oh. That's what you're supposed to do, right?
Yeah, but you're supposed to wait for them all of them to get together?
Yeah.
Aim it right? Oh, wow. I'm not good at it.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay, man. It's okay. Okay, yeah. Sweet. Anything else besides Monster Hunter Believing?
For me, I went to a tournament on the weekend for Modern Magic. So, Modern Magic's anything with the new border and up, and it's an eternal format, so it's constantly getting updated. Mm-hmm. It was run by Mana Deprived, which is the home of Canadian Magic. It's the website. Basically, they had a tournament in Toronto. It was a cash tournament, and it was held at Seneca College. And basically, the total prize pool totaled around $2,500.
Cool.
So it was actually like really, really fun. It was really well run. There were a few snafus here and there, but they do this series all throughout Canada. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I would definitely recommend it as a tournament. I think the next one they're having is in April. And yeah, they have judges, you get 3 times the points, and it was actually a lot of fun. My record was not so stellar, I went 2 wins, 6 losses.
You're improving.
No. But the deck I was piloting was the combo deck from the Pro Tour, and it just, playing against higher level players, it really highlights how much I need to work on, because it's quite difficult to play, and every move counts, and there's no room for error, so. And I made a lot of errors, so that's where that's at. And cool. Yeah, that's basically it. That and Monster Hunter has been the big part of my week.
Yeah. I hear you.
I also watched the movie Whiplash, actually.
Is that the one with...
The drumming. It was J.K. Simmons. He's a drum instructor at a... What is it? A Conservatory of Music in New York or something. And a student decides to... Or is first year. And he's playing. And basically, you know... J.K. Cinema scouts him out, and then when he gets into the studio band, he just mistreats him the whole time and, like, you know, calls him the F word, all that kind of stuff. And, like, it's all basically him trying to basically use his tough love aspect to, like, make him better. But yeah, the movie is pretty good. It's hard for me to explain it because it's a drama film, obviously.
Yeah.
It's about this kid who's trying to be the best drummer he can be and what he's willing to sacrifice, like, to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The hours of practice and all that kind of stuff and putting up with J.K. Simmons' character as the instructor and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it won a... J.K. Simmons actually won Best Supporting Actor for the Oscars for his role in this movie. So yeah, I definitely recommend it. It's not a big Hollywood movie, but... it's a good one nonetheless.
Who's the girl in this movie?
I don't know, actually. I think she's not known. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of big names in here except J.K. Simmons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
Neato. Well, like you guys, I played Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Sweet. But you guys know my other hobbies. I like to build model kits and...
You do.
And Lego and stuff.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That... Something doesn't add up.
I like to build stuff.
No.
But here's the big surprise.
Yep.
I didn't really build anything. I just bought.
What did you buy?
I bought the Lego Hulkbuster set.
Really?
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, you said you build Lego, but like, why Lego? You were always complaining about how expensive it is.
It is expensive.
But what did you need this for so badly?
Because it looked cool.
Really?
Yeah. And then I bought the McLaren Formula One set.
Really?
The Lego Formula One set. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that one's kind of a given. I had to buy that. Like, it could have been whatever, and I would have bought it anyway.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, like, that's probably the best, I guess, Formula One anything merchandising I could get.
Really?
Because Formula One, like, model kits are hard to come by as it is.
Really?
Yeah. You would think that they make them, like, every year. They don't. And they only pick select cars, and usually the cars have to be at least a couple years old.
Huh.
Yeah.
But I mean, so this one, right, was McLaren.
Mm.
What's the one that has Lewis Hamilton?
Mercedes.
Do they have a Lego set?
No.
Really?
No.
Why not?
Because...
They're the biggest name team, right?
Ferrari's the biggest name team.
Do they have one?
Yes.
You can't find that one.
No. I was searching my, like, I went out, I was like, I'm going to go on a toy hunt because I haven't done this in a while. I couldn't find it. I was so disappointed.
I thought you toy hunt all the time.
No, I stopped doing it because I there was really nothing out that I needed.
Right.
Or was interested in. And it was only by chance that I saw the McLaren set because, what was I looking for?
Yeah.
I was looking for the Hulkbuster set.
Right, the one you have now.
Yeah. And I saw the McLaren one. I'm like, oh, cool. I didn't realize they made this. And then I went home and searched it up. I'm like, oh, there's a Ferrari set. And then I went back out. I'm like, no one has it.
Is there even a Lego store?
Yeah, it's in Toronto.
Oh, okay. They might have it.
Yeah, I might have to go out there.
Can you just order it online or something?
I was checking and no. Because it's like their stock is too new.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, random.
And, like, right now the big push is the Marvel Ultron Lego sets.
Uh-huh.
And so those are...
Voltron?
Ultron. Ultron sets. Age of Ultron Avengers.
Right.
So those are all the ones that I could find online for new pre-orders. I mean, I'm sure it'll be up eventually.
Right.
I kind of want to just go to a store and buy it.
Yeah, I understand.
You know.
I hear what you mean.
And plus, I need to go to the Lego store because I got to buy certain pieces.
Piece? Oh, I see.
Like, I want to buy different colored helmets.
Oh my god. You cray-cray.
I know.
Son?
Yeah. But other than that, Monster Hunter, anime.
What anime?
Same anime I'm watching.
My brother started watching Akumega Kill.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we made a new friend who is named after...
Yes.
He's not a character in Akumega
Kill. He's the armor.
It's the armor.
Yeah.
So Incursio, if you're out there, we need you. We need you back.
Incursio, give us a call.
Yeah, when Anthony was MIA, a man, a legend, joined our gathering hall. His name was Incursio. Silent. But when we put up a quest, he ran straight to the board and ran straight to be ready. The man is a legend.
Oh, Incursio.
Gets insta-KO'd every time.
Yeah.
Really tests our mettle.
Yeah.
You know, we deliver such lines as, oh my god, Incursio's gonna faint again. Kill this monster before we fail the quest.
I mean, Monster Hunter a lot tougher than it needed to be.
Yeah.
We had to beat the monster faster than it could kill Incursio.
Exactly.
It was good.
It was good.
It was a fantastic
time. It was a fantastic time.
So have you been watching A Comic Got Killed on the sideline?
Yeah, with my brother. I just watch whenever I see my brother. That show's crazy.
What do you mean?
Like, it's just shonen. And apparently, according to my brother, there's a lot of, like, rape and stuff in the manga. Okay. Like everybody gets, you know, effed over by the Empire.
Yeah, I found the first half. They only did it for shock value.
Yeah, this is what I heard, too.
Yeah, it's the second half where it really starts to make a difference.
Oh, okay.
But, like, the whole dark kill... Like, in the first couple episodes, like, main characters die.
Uh-huh.
But it's... has no effect on anything because you don't really know them.
I think Anthony would really like this because there's a guy with a pompadour. He dies. I know he dies. I know.
Do you know that he's basically Kamina?
Yeah, I mean, he's like super strong and he's basically unbeatable and he gives the armor to the kid.
Yeah. Do you know that he dies the exact same way Kamina dies?
No, he doesn't.
He does.
What, in the armor?
Uh-huh.
What?
Uh-huh.
How?
And the scene is almost identical.
What, somebody stabs him from above? He gets poisoned, they said.
Yeah, but he still gets up anyway, and he fights. And, like, he could survive.
What?
Yeah, but he uses all his energy to kill, and then he dies.
What do you mean he's just surrounded or something?
No, like, it's hard to say, but the way the entire scene is framed is directly out of Gurren Lagann.
Really?
Yeah. Random. It even happens in the same episode number. Episode 8.
Really?
Woo! Woo! And you know how... Yeah, the kid even screams like... big bro.
Really?
Aniki! That's what he says.
No way!
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So it became a standard now, eh?
Yeah. So when I saw that, I was kind of like, a little bit like... I shook my head at it like, no, I'm disappointed in you, Agami Kakil.
That's amazing. I think you'd love it.
I was okay.
He dies in the armor.
It's okay.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So the person I like is the person with the wires, because I always like wire fighters.
Oh, yeah. The green.
The girl with the glasses.
With the big sword?
Yeah, the big boobies. I hope she doesn't die. I hope she doesn't
get... Don't they all have big tits in that show?
No, there's a little girl with small boobs.
Oh, yeah, the pink hair.
Yeah,
all color coordinated. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope the purple girl doesn't die or like get eaten by a large monster.
Yeah, I hope not.
She totally does. So yeah.
No, Anthony would like the yellow hair.
Oh, the cat girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anthony would like that.
Is the cat girl or she's like the feral girl?
The beast girl.
Yeah, the beast girl. Yeah. And just Akagame, like
Akame.
Akame Ga Kill. This title reminds me of Kill La Kill. Because there's kill at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, that girl reminds me of
mm-hmm.
the girl from Kill La Kill.
Mm-hmm.
Who came first?
I don't know.
The Akame or the Kill?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was cool. Neato. All right. I think that's it.
Yeah. I mean, without Anthony here, like, we can make fun of him.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
We can make fun of him. I was gonna say we just fly through this thing.
Yeah, I guess we don't really. I guess we don't really do too many different things, eh?
No, we don't.
Yeah,
no.
We don't go to avant-garde jazz concerts.
Sadly, we don't.
I haven't been going to a concert in a long time, actually.
Concert.
I don't know. Would you count your thing as a concert?
What
the Final Fantasy thing? Distant Worlds?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I kinda wanna go to Distant Worlds this year.
This year you wanna go?
Yeah, is it even on this year?
It's like every November.
Really? Oh, it's my birthday day that time.
Yeah.
I might. I don't know, like I guess I like Final Fantasy music enough.
It's fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
But I don't know all the songs though. I haven't played all
of them. Doesn't matter, they only play the popular ones.
Good. Okay. Okay, so...
here we go.
I mean, the only one I need to know if they play.
Yes.
You know what I'm going to say?
No.
No, you know what I'm going to say.
I don't.
You absolutely know what I'm going to say.
I have no idea.
Do they play One Wing Angel?
Yes, they do play one.
Ah, yes! Justin O'Sephiroth.
They will even encore it for you.
Well, do they actually?
They play it as their finale.
Uh-huh.
And then when they come back, they have like a remixed version of it. And it's like...
15 minutes. Oh my god. Woo! Christian must have hated it. Okay, okay. Do they crank out such hits as To Zanarkin?
They do.
Absolutely.
Of course they do.
What do they even play from 8? Eyes on Me or something?
No, the ballroom scene.
Oh, I like that one. Do they play Theme of Love? That's one of my favorite songs.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Ugh. Gross.
They play the opera one from 6.
Yeah, I heard about that.
The opening theme to 7. Mm.
The opening theme to 7?
Yeah.
Like the Mako Reactor
section? Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay.
They also do a lot of nice ones from 4.
Oh, Theme of Love maybe is one of them.
Oh, yeah, maybe you're right. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, yeah, okay, yeah. That's the Theme of Love. Yeah, yeah, that's my favorite one.
Yeah.
That's it. That is actually, I think, my favorite Final Fantasy song. Yeah.
Theme of Love?
Any from Final Fantasy X? Oh, To Zanarkin.
Other than To Zanarkin?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Do they play any of the battle themes?
They do play the battle themes. The 7 battle theme.
Do they play any from 10 too?
No.
Good.
They don't.
Do you think they'll add some stuff from Realm Reborn this time? No, it was around when... Realm Reborn was around when you guys were there, right? So they should have...
No, I think they're going to play stuff from 15.
Oh, yeah, so that's coming out soon, isn't it?
I don't know.
So Type-0 has a playable demo, apparently, for it.
Yeah, so that's out on the 17th.
Right, so are you guys going to pick it up for the demo or what?
For the demo? No.
You guys going to pick up at all?
I don't know. I'll read reviews. Because the thing is, it's based on a mobile game.
That's the thing, right? But it looks fine.
Yeah.
I mean, there's girls in skirts with swords. I gotta...
You got me there.
Yeah, you got me!
So, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. If it turns out to be a good game, I'll pick it up.
Yeah, because I saw the post, or not the poster, but the big cardboard cutout at EB, and I'm like, man, there's literally a girl with a skirt, glasses,
yeah,
and has a sword. Like, this is good.
I think the demo only comes with, like, the super limited edition, though.
Really? Oh, yeah, it's true. The one from the Orb Pierre from the Square Enix site?
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, that's a hassle. Mm. So, and I'm okay to wait. Last time they put in a demo, you just walked in a straight line for an hour.
That's what it is.
And if you want to see the demo, it's online.
Really?
Yeah, you can watch it all right now, I think.
Really? Okay. Maybe I'll just do that.
I think it's on my YouTube watch later list, actually.
Yeah, maybe I'll just do that.
An hour.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just watch that.
Yeah.
The battle system looks cool.
Yeah. But Final Fantasy battle systems always look cool. How do they play?
And then when you play it, you're like, oh, man.
Like, damn it. What the hell? It.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how the last 3 have been, actually.
Yeah, yeah. It looks flashy. And when you play it, you're like, oh, my God.
Like, what's going on?
Like, how could I not do this again? Like, basically all the cutscenes, the sweet cutscenes you want to skip.
Yeah.
When you're fighting and stuff.
Yeah. Final Fantasy is not what it used to be.
No.
Fuck, we sound old and jaded.
Man, I want my guy to be standing on one end of the screen and them standing on the other side of the screen. And I'm going to slash air and you're going to get hurt.
I know what you mean. They take a step forward.
Or they're just like, smack, smack.
And then when you get really good at the game, you level up. They do it like hyper fast, like 20 times.
Pow, pow, pow.
Yeah.
And it says 10 hit, even though you only did one.
Yeah.
It's like sick. So fast, didn't even see it.
I remember those days.
Good times. I did play the Final Fantasy 1 re-release on PSP.
That's a bad game.
Yo, it was hard.
Final Fantasy 1 and 2 are not good.
Yeah, 2 is good because you can hurt yourself and you get stronger.
That doesn't mean it's good.
It's like when they were experimenting, it was like, that's, man, can this exploit be broken in any sort of way? Can't be. I mean, who would sit here and grind themselves up for the 70? Yeah, lots of people.
Huh.
Yeah, because you got like resistances or like skills or something for hurting anyone, including yourself. So
yeah,
you just hurt yourself.
I heard the new Final Fantasy 15 is supposed to be much like 8 with the wildlife junction.
Oh, cool, cool.
Where you kill shit.
All I care about is a triple triad. Oh, they gotta bring back a card game. I spent more time playing that card game than playing Final Fantasy 8. Like, there was a whole subset of stuff to do with that game.
That's mm-hmm. crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, because if you do it correctly, like, you're just unstoppable. Because it's like, oh, you played a bunch of these guys in your cafeteria in the first disc. Here's your final weapon. Because you can, like, take the cards and synthesize them into items. And if you fight the high enough level people, you just get the sweetest cards, right? And then you synthesize them into items. I'll bet you'll only get one of it, but you have to play them multiple times and get it, right?
Oh.
And then you get all the stuff you need for your final weapon in the first disc.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Sounds good.
It does.
It does. There was something I was going to mention again with Final Fantasy, but I can't remember. I've lost track. Lost focus. Oh, you know what I did this week? So I'm watching this anime called How to Raise a Boring Girlfriend. Fantastic.
Okay.
But it's, for some reason or another, I ended up reading pages upon pages of girls' stereotype and anime girl stereotypes.
Okay.
And I know which ones I like.
Which one?
So I think it's pretty obvious I like the... Take a guess.
Okay, what's the one where they hate you but they love you? Yandere? Tsundere.
There we go. That's number one. But I also like the one that's kind of the rival to the tsundere. It's usually the opposite, where she's like the older one and she's cold to you.
What are those ones?
Kudere.
Oh, the one that's like doesn't show much emotion.
Yeah.
So what is it? Doesn't show much emotion, but
they'll warm up to you later on.
Yeah.
If it's the right person.
And I was like, because when I'm watching this show, I'm like,
oh my god, you guys are the worst.
They go through it, right? And because the whole point is they're writing a dating sim game.
Yeah.
And they're going through the archetypes, and they're letting you know what kind of archetypes they are. But at the same time, these archetypes are the actual characters.
Oh my god.
And so they're explaining to the audience why it is you like them. And I'm like, oh my god.
This was in The Boring Girlfriend?
Yeah, and I'm just like, cool. My mind is blown.
Which episode was it in?
Six.
Six? I'm gonna watch it. Yeah. You can't watch it standalone, right? Or can you?
No, you can't watch it standalone.
Okay. But this explanation sequence doesn't sound like it's...
Well, it was based off of a visual novel, I think. So, yeah, you have to watch
it. Yeah, it's...
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, the show. That's why I really like the show. It's like, it doesn't really break the fourth wall, but it rubs up against it enough. And you're like, what? I don't know.
What were some other ones? Phyllis and Vince, actually. What are the different ones?
Because
you and my brother apparently know both.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yandere is a very popular one.
Yandere is the one, the psychopath, right?
Yeah.
I love you and no one else can.
Yeah. No one else can love you.
But me?
But me, and if they do, I'll have to kill them.
Yeah. Or I will kill you myself.
Yeah.
Or I will kill you because I love you so much?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Who's the one that's... she likes being a princess.
Himidare?
Himidare or Kamidare.
Something like that.
God?
Yeah, yeah. Where she's like, you...
Bow down to me.
Yeah. She basically wants you to treat her like she's a god. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
The main character is usually what?
Tsundere.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Rin's a tsundere, right?
Yeah,
from Fate Stay Night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So was Yukari from Persona 3.
Oh, she
is she?
Yeah. And Mitsuru's the other one I like, the Kudere.
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she's like usually so like, you know, rich and elegant. But then when you get into her lover's route, she like starts warming up to you and you're just like, ah.
Right. Yeah.
You guys are the worst.
Yeah.
So which one is the one that's like super innocent and loves you and like really, really like...
Oh!
Dere-dere?
Yeah. I hate that one.
What's that one that they actually just love you?
They just love and they're just genuine and they're honest and...
You know,
those girls suck.
Oh, man. So what would you search this up?
Huh?
When did you search this? How do you search this up? Like anime girl types or like?
Yeah, I just put anime girl stereotypes.
Okay.
And then I found a quiz like which anime girl stereotype are you?
Oh yeah, I took that before.
What did each of you get?
I got Kudere.
Oh, really?
I think I did too as well. I was like, what?
What? Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god. You guys are the worst.
Or the best.
I hate you guys. Oh my god. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, Vince is always like, oh, I'm busy today. It's like, well, I mean, now I know why you're not actually busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does dare even mean?
It's like affection and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know what? I actually did read the root for what that word means, but I forget. It didn't matter.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. man.
But yeah.
Whew! It was great.
Yeah.
And then from that, I was like, okay, I learned this. Now I'm going to go do counting.
So there's Dondere?
Yeah.
That's another one as well.
Yeah.
I forgot. That one.
Shine, Quiet, and Caring.
Oh, yeah, that's a common one as well.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You guys are crazy.
Blaine, which one's your favorite?
It's probably Dairy Dairy.
What? Oh, yeah. You suck.
Yeah, I like the girls who are like
that.
Oh,
man.
I thought you liked...
That was the genuine one?
Yeah, the genuine one who just loves you.
You think I like?
The cutesy one.
I thought you liked the Yandere one.
Yeah, I thought you liked the killer.
Oh, I like them too. I like them too. Yeah.
What's the one that's motherly?
Oh, that one is...
That's Anthony's favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yep, yep. Because he loves every robot show with a... With a lady mechanic?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's like their boss or like,
the,
you know.
The
or,
one who's drunk
or
all the time.
Oh, yeah. Or, yes! Or the captain.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it. Yep.
That's why I said the yellow haired chick in Akame
got killed.
Is
she the
yeah,
motherly
one? Like
the motherly one?
And she's always drunk.
Okay. Yeah, that's Anthony's favorite one.
Yeah. There you go. A little bit more information about us.
What would be TJ's type?
Oh, yeah, TJ, what is your anime girl type?
I don't think I have one.
No!
What? Okay, you don't like any... Okay, just name any anime girl that you like. And I'll be able to tell you which one it is.
Anime girl that I like.
Okay, you let's go through the list. In,
I can't even remember what I've
in
watched.
In Code Geass, have you seen all that?
No.
Okay, Gundam.
Which one?
Anyone.
00.
Anyone
finished,
that sticks out.
Anyone that sticks out?
Yeah.
I can only think of 00.
And who in there did you like?
The only girl I can remember is the strategist.
Strategy.
It's
Sumeragi?
Yeah, Sumeragi, the one that
yeah,
Anthony
she's
likes.
Like motherly.
Oh, the red hair?
Okay, Bleach.
Oh, Bleach.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, fuck. It's a toss-up between Orihime.
Okay,
that's Dairy Dairy.
Okay.
And Yoruichi.
Yoruichi.
Oh, Yoruichi.
She's sort of motherly, right?
Yeah, she's the...
Okay, what about Naruto?
Don't say Sakura.
No.
Tsunade?
No, I like Hinata.
Oh, she's the dandere, the shy, quiet...
Okay, so then you're like Blaven. The Amy type from Sailor Moon.
Oh, Sailor Moon, actually.
Which one's Amy?
The blue-haired one.
Mercury?
Yeah.
No, I liked Mars.
So, no, he likes the older ones.
What?
The motherly ones.
Mars is tsundere, though.
Is she?
Yeah. Which Jupiter's.
One? Oh, the motherly one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like Jupiter.
So you like the same one that maybe Vince likes.
I think you're a combination of me and Blaven.
Yeah. Somewhere in between.
I'm in between.
Yeah. As per usual, TJ.
Yeah.
Never one side, always in the middle.
Yeah.
Always.
Exactly.
Always.
See?
Never black or white, always gray.
This has been an enlightening evening.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure this is exactly what the people wanted to listen to.
Well, now they know.
What is Sonico?
Sonico is a mascot, is what she is.
Yeah,
she's
want, nothing!
She's whatever you want her to be, okay?
Pretty much.
You want her to be naked? Sure. You want to have a tan? Sure. Bathing suit? Sure. Tiger hoodie? Sure.
God.
Anything.
Anything.
This is what I'm hearing.
Hatsune Miku, what about her?
Again, she's...
Whatever you want her to be.
She's whatever you want her to
yeah,
be.
That's true.
I want her to be a racing girl. Race queen.
I can't see her as a tsundere, though.
Yeah, to me she seems more like Dere Dere.
And you can't handle that,
no,
sure.
No. Those girls get kicked to the curb. Like,
why? Because they're boring?
Which one's Dere Dere?
The really genuine who actually does love you.
Yeah.
Why do you like tsundere? They must be such a pain.
They can,
yeah, but
it's,
they're also keepers. I don't know why.
Yeah, but they're loyal.
Oh my god! You
like in Persona
worst!
Like in Persona, like in Golden, for Persona 4 Golden, even if you like go have the lover's route with like every single girl in the game, as long as you max out Marie's route in the lover's route, at the end of the day, she'll be standing by your house and then she'll give you Valentine's Day chocolate. Even though you already had a Valentine's Day date with another girl beforehand.
Oh, okay.
That's
see
why
that.
I like Marie. That's right, she was tsundere. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she was a keeper.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying that even if you dated another girl that day, she'd still be there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
As long as you have her in the lover route.
That she's loyal.
Yeah.
So I had Rise and Marie.
Yandere is where it's at, you know.
So you know, I'll say, okay, just watch Future Diary.
No, just watch Bakemonogatari.
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
Bakemonogatari.
She'll literally, she'll staple your cheek.
Oh, yes. And she'll go
home. She's Buckaroo with her. Is that the one with the monster stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
The girl who met the crab and stuff?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the toothbrush scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah! Oh, my God.
The toothbrush scene, yeah.
Oh, I Blaze did, watch, this I did other, watch that.
Yeah, I watched Blaze watch one of these animes too, Good Luck Club.
Good Job Club.
Okay.
Oh, that!
Yeah, so like, there's a scene where, like, this girl was, like, her brother's like, brother, you must brush my hair. Like, you can't like brush any other girl's hair, only my hair. I'm like, what the hell are you watching? You're like, oh, yeah, it's so funny, Kuya. Like, Blaze, what? Blaze, this is crazy!
No, and then, like, hair brushing is, like, the equivalent.
Yeah, she's like, ah! She's like, ah! She's like screaming. Yo, so also, there's another anime coming up, apparently. There's about cooking. And I swear to God, this is the trailer, okay? So it's apparently, like, some sort of, like, elite academy for cooks, right? So there's, like, this hot, like, the main character is obviously this dude with spiky hair and has a bandana
on. Oh, I think I may have heard of this.
Yeah, and then there's another guy who is, like, super hot and has only an apron on. There's an evil chef. And then there's these girls who, like, cook and, like, the feral girl who you guys know is always drunk, who looks like she's that part of that archetype, is, like, cutting meat.
Of course.
Then they friggin', the girls eat, like, one of this guy's fried rice, and then their clothes explode, and they glisten
oh,
and,
yeah,
like,
no, I know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, and they're like, oh my god, like, ah, this fried rice is so good. It's like, man, this show seems awesome. This is what it's like now.
I don't approve.
I do approve.
I know, which is weird.
Yeah.
There you have it.
There you have it, folks. This has been a train wreck. I wish Anthony was here. No, but we already know what his type is. So.
Yeah. We know what his answers are.
Yeah.
We can just speak for him.
Yeah.
He can take next week off, too.
Yeah. You predicted.
Yeah.
We should have one of us act as Anthony.
Ooh, we should.
Oh, my God. We should have a role play day where each of us switches one seat over.
Oh, my God.
And each of us
God.
Does something different. Oh, my God. It'd be so good.
That would be horrible.
Anthony would be you. You would be me. I would be Anthony.
Yeah.
Or, and then one day we'll switch the other way around.
Oh my god.
That would be hilarious.
It would be, actually.
There you have it.
There you have it.
We've reached our quota of 1 hour.
Yeah, we have.
We had to fill it out a bit at the end there with some anime garbage, but...
Now you know.
No.
So any girls out there who want to be obsessively in love with me, come get at you, boy.
I'll use tsundere types or even kudere types.
You don't have to tell me you like me.
Yeah.
I'll know.
Just
by your actions alone.
If you want to email me, just tell me how much you don't like me.
I know what you mean.
I know.
I got you.
Oh, man.
And how you didn't mean to actually write me this email telling me how much you didn't like me.
Yeah, you just accidentally hit send.
I get that. Don't worry.
I get it.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Did you have something else to say?
No, I was going to say, where can they reach us?
Oh, it's tnib.letters@gmail.com. Write in those letters, please. Or don't.
Or
accidentally.
Don't. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Vine,
totally,
Snapchat.
Uh-huh.
Wow, you guys are out there.
We're out there.
Swipe left on Tinder.
Yeah, you're in the basement. Swipe left. You got it.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.